I talked yesterday about the things to think about when it comes to getting people involved in the organization, when it comes to expanding, when it comes to even challenging each other. I want to talk today about the things that we do. One of the things that used to happen when I was an instructor at Blind Incorporated is we would have this seminar class every couple times a week, and we would challenge people to think about various aspects of blindness. And we would usually pair people up and we would ask them, is it more important to have a good philosophy of blindness or is it more important to have the skills of blindness? And I will not leave you guys in suspense. The answer is both, but it's wonderful to watch them debate back and forth. But the whole thing that I want to talk about today is the things that we do. So I attended my first national convention in 1990, and I attended my second convention in 1991. And I was really, really proud of this fact. Never mind that my third convention wasn't until 2001. And yet, that did not stop me from taking those first two conventions as a badge of honor and pinning them right up on my chest at the scholarship meeting when I said, you know, my name is Ryan Strunk, and I have been attending National Convention since 1991. I drank Federation juice and ate Federation Crunch for breakfast. And yeah, I probably did sound a little bit like a knockoff Marvin the Martian. And the thing is, now when I look back at that, it makes me cringe, both because it is not a good joke. It's quite frankly a terrible joke. And an NFB cereal would be kind of terrifying, right? Like I could eat a white cane marshmallow. I would not want to bite into a guide dog in any shape or form. Right, see, it creeps you out too. But I think, secondly, and more importantly, who did I think I was? Because I attended my first convention in 1990, the Federation at 50. When Dr. Jernigan was giving that speech, I was 7 years old and in childcare. And in 1991, when Dr. Maurer was reflecting the flame, I was eating corn chowder at the Chocoholic Bar at the top of the New Orleans Hyatt Regency. And so to say that I was a Federationist that early, I think cheapens what Federation Federationists do and what Federationists give. There is a Chinese proverb that I think is particularly important when you get into a situation where somebody starts to feel a little bit full of themselves, a little bit like they got there all by themselves, that everything they do is because of them. And that proverb is, you are drinking from a well your ancestors dug. You are drinking from a well your ancestors dug. I'm going to pause just a moment for the clamor and clatter over there. It is Qdoba. So I told you yesterday about my story and about the various people who held me accountable, but I want to sort of dig into that for a moment. I had the opportunity to work with a woman named Kim Bosshart. She's now Kim Adams, starting when I was about 3 years old. And she at the time was a radical new teacher of blind students who had some radical ideas about how to teach blind students. It was things like put a cane in their hand when they're old enough to walk, teach them Braille at the same time everybody else is reading, make them wear sleep shades so they don't have to depend on their sight or they choose not to depend on their sight, and they can learn the alternative skills of blindness. Now, at the same time, my eye doctor was telling my parents that I could read print as long as the letters were 2 inches tall and I read them through a magnifying glass hunched over my desk. Kim, fortunately, knew better, and she made sure that I was held to the same set of high standards that the rest of my classmates were. Now, we gave Kim Adams the Distinguished Teacher of Blind Children Award in 1988 in the Federation, and for good reason. She was and is still a force in the blindness space. And even though she wasn't a Federationist at the time, she became one and she was informed by the work that we do. You are drinking from a well your ancestors dug. Now, at the same time that I was learning from him, I also started to take part in activities that were put on by State Services for the Blind there. It's called, and later became the Nebraska Commission for the Blind. And while it was not an NFB organization, it had plenty of NFB members in it. And so when I would attend things like the Summer Kids Independence Program or Project Independence, and we would go out and we would build these beautiful foil packets of ground beef and potatoes and celery and never carrots because ew. And we would put those foil packets in the fire and we would peel them open and douse them in steak sauce and feel like wild men, even though it was absolutely glamping. It was blind people who built and tended those campfires. And when they took us on walks in the morning at 5:30 to see the sunrise, which is a thing that happens in Nebraska, it was blind people who led us on those nature walks. And when I got caught sneaking out of my room to climb up my girlfriend's balcony, that never happened. That never happened. Never happened. Never mind. Never mind. But my role models growing up were blind people, teaching me through their actions that blind people could do the things that I wanted to do. And even though some of it took a long time to sink in, one of the things that I learned very early on was confidence and a belief that I could do anything that I set my mind to. What we say now is live the life you want. And it's because of those role models. You are drinking from a well your ancestors dug. And full credit as well has to go to Mom, who at the time, and this is in the speech regardless. Now that she's here, she gets to hear it, you know. But she attended Lioness meetings, and she attended Nebraska Parents of Blind Children's meetings. She led those organizations for a while and put on craft fairs and golf tournaments and raised money to give scholarships to blind kids to make sure that they had the technology that they needed. She drove me to those summer camps, and she drove me to different activities, NFB, white cane banquets, and the rest to make sure that I had the opportunity to participate. And in 2002, when I won that state scholarship, or that national scholarship, she called me in my hotel room to tell me that she was downstairs and that she had come all the way from Nebraska to tell me that she was proud of me and to support me and to take part in the National Federation of the Blind Convention. You are drinking from a well your ancestors dug. Now, there comes a point, and it is the point at which things change for you as a Federationist, regardless of where you are in your journey, that someone hands you a schedule, or I'm sorry, I'm looking at two things at once. Somebody hands you a shovel or a spade and says, you know, you ought to start digging some yourself. And that's what happened when I got sent off to Hawaii right after college to teach Braille at the Ho'oponopono Center for the Blind. And it's what happened when I was recruited to go teach Braille and computers at Blind Incorporated, when I had the opportunity to serve as the president of the Minnesota affiliate, as the president of the Blind Incorporated board, and all the other various opportunities I've had. Why don't you take an opportunity to dig the well for the next generation? And that generation doesn't necessarily mean the young kids, though it certainly can, but it means the people who are newer to our organization and who need our help. And I met a lot of those people when I was in Hawaii, when I was in Minnesota, throughout all the various things that I've done. There was the young high school graduate who graduated summa cum laude and yet never learned how to sign his name or tie his shoes. There was the 43-year-old woman who had lived at home with her parents. She came to the center. She worked hard. She learned everything she was supposed to, but because the expectations weren't there, she went home and she worked in a sheltered workshop. There was the guy who was hit by a drunk driver and had a traumatic brain injury, and all he wanted to do was get back to work. There was the blind dad who lost his vision in his 40s and wanted to be able to provide for his family. You know these people, and maybe you even are one of these people. And if you are, I am so glad you are here with us this weekend. Stephen Jay Gould once wrote, "I am somehow less interested in the weight and convolutions of Einstein's brain than in the mere certainty that people of equal talent have lived and died in cotton fields and sweatshops. I do not want to lose the next blind Einstein, and I do not want to lose the next Tenbrook or Jernigan or Maurer or Riccobono or Whitley or Talent or Hooser or Blair or anyone else in this room because we weren't there. No more children should have to miss out on life-changing opportunities because they never heard about us. No more seniors should have to languish in a nursing home because they went blind and nobody told them they could do more. So what I need from all of you is to take what you have learned this weekend, to take the passion that you have and put it to work. Find the things about our organization that are exciting for you, that give you energy and life and passion, and do them. And not only that, but find the people who need to know about our organization, tell them about what we do, and then give them something to do. One of the greatest ways to build loyalty is to tell someone you trust them through sharing in the work that we do. By putting them in charge of a treasury worth $5,000 when they are a strapping young college student. By sending them off to Hawaii at 24 years old, touching down with their bags and being their first time there and going, you have the ability to do this. By putting them in charge of an affiliate with $500,000 in the bank and one of the three NFB training centers and saying, we trust you to run this. Pick the order, but give them things to do, because there are lots of folks who need us, whether they know it or not, and you are the people that can make that happen. And remember, as I told you yesterday, shorts and t-shirts, mouthy 18-year-olds, there are some times that they will fail you. And that's okay. That's okay, because the work that we do gets to keep going, and you have lots of fail-safes here. You have lots of people all around this nation who are ready to lift you up and offer you the advice and the support that you need to keep doing these things. Because through failure, we learn. And remember that some of these folks, because they are so new to what we do, maybe they're new to blindness, they're new to alternative techniques, they're going to need to be taught, and they're going to need to be lifted up themselves. So I will ask all of you this weekend to stand shoulder to shoulder, to pick up your shovels, and to start digging those wells, because there is a whole new generation of people waiting on their ancestors, and they are thirsty. Not in the millennial sense. Thank you, Kelsey. But they are thirsty for knowledge and change and growth and possibility and the true ability to live the lives they want. Thank you so much for all of your hospitality and kindness this weekend. It has been a true pleasure to be with you all. Let's go build the National Federation of the Blind.
Thank you so very much, Ryan. And right now, the Alaska affiliate, I'm going to hand this over to our secretary, Linda Newman. She has something to say for us.
As a thank you to you and your mom, we've gathered you some goodies. Uh-oh. You'll have to have a suitcase for the first item as an Alaskan Ulu. You can't carry that as a carry-on.
I certainly cannot.
But a unique Alaskan gift. I've got a bag for you. I've got a box of Alaskan Wildberry chocolates.
Yep.
So you'll enjoy that. I've got some fireweed honey. So you'll have some Alaskan honey. You didn't get to travel to the other parts of the States, but I picked some Aurora soap from Denali. It's supposed to be very good soap.
Excellent. And but I can only use it like after midnight when the sky is clear, right?
Yeah. It'll make you feel like you're in Alaska. And then I got you a lovely mug, a coffee mug that is from the Southeast, and it's Clinket design on it. It's called Running Ravens. So red and black. Yes. Oh, and in the fridge we have smoked salmon.
Thank you guys.
All right.
So
thank you. And we've got a bag of goodies for you, and I'll sure the salmon gets in there before you leave tonight.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you guys.
And now we're gonna do another door prize, Kelsey. All right. And just to let everybody know, here in just a minute or two, I'm gonna thank all the sponsors that have made our convention possible for us. And Katie, I'm going to ask, Katie, are you still wanting a message from our former first vice? Is Katie on?
I'm here. I've said my thank yous. I think we're good to go. And I think having a thank you from our new first vice might be a good way to end it. Starting off strong.
I think that would be great. We'll do a door prize. I'll thank the sponsors.
All done.
A message from Kelsey. And then I'll give some closing statements and we'll gavel out and have dinner.
All right, friends, do we have our tickets ready? Okay, our first door prize is going to be a $20 gift card to Subway.
Okay, I'll take that one. I'm just kidding.
We need to start making them big door prizes.
I'll pair one, a pair of gloves with that one. How about that? Make it
all
big.
All right.
$20. Yes, those are. I know.
Starts with a 3.
Okay.
8.
That's me.
2.
Oh. 382. All right, Harry.
367,
368. Not me.
Harry's looking.
Yeah, 382.
All right, Harry.
Yay.
Now, I know our rep brought up a grand door prize for us.
Don't forget about the massage.
Yes. Miss Emily Stevens. She is a certified masseuse. She is
massage therapist.
A massage therapist. Yes. Katie, would you give us an idea what the door prize is?
So we have my roommate, and she's a friend, and she's also a tech instructor. She went to school for massage therapy. She has her own business called Hands On Therapy, and she has provided and donated a 1 hour massage. And so she is up for that, and we can pass out the information and contact to her to whomever ends up winning that.
All right. Thank you.
Tell you, she does a great job. Kind of nice to be the dummy of someone that was going to school.
All right. Well, at this time, while we're... absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. I'm going to try to describe something here.
This is a good package from our national rep.
Woohoo!
12 ounces of Peace Coffee French Roast Dark Ground.
Nice. Now you're
lingonberry fruit spread, salted nut roll, bite-sized things. There's like a whole handful of those. A nut goodie. There's maple flavored. Oh, wow. Carol, look, Callie's Comet. Oh, whoops. Okay, got your numbers.
And then there should be a pound of wild rice there, too.
Does that go with all together?
That goes with it, yeah.
Oh, a pound of wild rice. There it is.
All right.
Starts with a 3.
No, wait.
8, 5.
Oh.
385.
385. Charlie? No?
I'll take it, or give it to Candy.
Who was it? Who got that?
Nothing. I'm just being sarcastic.
All right. Congratulations.
You can zip it shut.
How many door prizes do we have left? Then let's do another one. I say let's do the door prizes. Yes. Yes. Just what I need.
All right. Starts with a 3.
Yeah.
7.
Nope, that's not me.
1.
371. 371.
It really is him.
Who is it? Rolando. All right. What else do we have, Kelsey? Let's do a grand prize. Yeah, let's. I mean, the food's here, and it's time to eat. So it's yes. Let's finish up the door prizes, and we'll give our closing statements and thank our sponsors, and we'll gavel out and eat. I love it. We've had door prizes to the very end.
Great. All right. So for our grand prize this evening, it was donated by our national rep's mother. Thank you, Carol.
Thank you, Carol.
We have a $25 gift card to Amazon.
Woohoo!
And a $25 Visa card.
All right.
Well, they are we're going to do them separately.
Oh, okay. And we also have a massage to go as well.
Okay, so we'll do Katie's massage, and then we'll do both of these cards together.
Okay.
So a total of 50 together, a Visa and an Amazon.
Okay.
All right. And the Visa and Amazon cards do have activation codes. They are taped to the back.
Okay.
All right. Drum roll, please, for Emily's massage.
Starts with a 3.
Ah.
7.
Ah.
2.
I thought we just called that number.
That was 3.
Oh, is that Carol? Okay. Another one. We'll pull another one. She doesn't live in the state. She has to come back and visit.
395.
Shaq is a lovely winner.
Shaquille gets a massage. Shaquille gets a massage.
It's that time of day. We don't know what we're doing anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Clapping, or are we drum rolling?
Yeah,
who knows?
Yeah.
Okay, for our grand prize of a $25 gift card and a $25 Amazon dollar gift card and a $25 Visa card, I'm also getting super tongue-tied.
All right.
Drum roll, please.
Yeah.
Starts with a 3, 8, what? 0.
You mean 6?
380. Charlie! Well, that make up for you missing yesterday, Charlie. Congratulations.
Charlie, please don't forget about the activation codes on the back of those on that card.
Wonderful, Charlie. Wonderful. So
you
again,
speak my eyes, maybe, or a lovely volunteer to help you with that. Yep, absolutely. All right. Well, have a great dinner, and we'll have Kevin have some last remarks.
Yes. So, Kelsey, do you want a message from our new first vice president?
I am just so excited for the next 2 years to come. So that's all for me, and I'm really excited for dinner.
Yes, thank you, Kelsey. And again, I want to thank our sponsors that have made this possible. Each and every one of you have sponsored us in one way or another. So thank you for that. I want to thank the Fidelity Foundation through the Stallings who helped us out with a $2,000 donation. I want to help thank the Thomases for helping us out for a $1,500 donation. I want to thank the anonymous donor who helped us out with a $550 donation. So, and everybody else that has made this possible, Carol, Liz, Esther, Ms. Carol, everybody. I especially want to thank the Mountain View Lions Club, Robert, Amy, Joy. Thank you guys so very much for making this possible for us. And closing statement, I just want to say what an honor it is for me to be the president of this affiliate and being there and watching you guys grow, take on the responsibilities, show that leadership and make us who we are as an affiliate, because you are the affiliate. You are the convention. You are what makes us proud. Thank you so very much. And this convention is closed. Thank you, guys.